tweet at TodaySOR.
Tax incentives for those buying diesel cars over the last decade have fueled a move to diesel on Irish roads, with diesel cars now outnumbering petrol cars. This has been widely regarded as a welcome move, as diesel cars are considered better for the environment because they produce less carbon dioxide. However, scientific evidence is emerging which shows that the level of diesel particulates, which are very damaging to human health, has increased in line with the growing popularity of diesel, and that Irish people are now dying as a result of this. Well, to tell us more about the research into the danger of diesel, I'm joined now by our regular science and technology reporter, Sean Duke. Good morning, Sean. Thanks for coming into us. So, first off, what are we talking about here? What are the toxins that diesel is producing?
Well, there's two main ones. One are the particulates, which we mentioned at the top there, and these are essentially because diesel produces soot as a result of the combustion of fuel. It's very efficient at releasing energy from the fuel, the diesel fuel, but one of the side products is soot, and these soot products can be very, very small. They're called particulates. Now, in other countries, there's a lot of research gone into this, and they've shown that in the UK, for example, the UK Department of Transport has started to produce reports on the danger of particulates. So has the US EPA, but here, until recently, there's been very little done about this.
I suppose the Volkswagen scandal has given us a push, definitely.
It's not just particulates. There's another thing called nitrogen oxides and nitrogen dioxides. And again, both of these, the particulates and the nitrogen oxides and dioxides, can lead to cancers, respiratory diseases. They can trigger asthmas, mainly things to do with the lungs. And perhaps most worryingly, with children, they can cause irreversible changes sometimes with children. And in the elderly, they're particularly vulnerable as well.
Irreversible changes in what, in children?
Irreversible changes in the development of the their development of their brain may be affected, their overall health, because sometimes these particles can actually, they're so small that they lodge inside the lungs of a child and it's virtually impossible to get them out of there. So, you know, it's nearly like the old asbestos thing years ago, where if you had asbestosis in your lungs, then you were stuck with it for life. So these particulates are extremely dangerous, and we've only started to look at a certain level of particulates. They say 2.5 PM. There's ones even smaller than that, and people suspect, scientists suspect, that they might be causing even more problems, but we haven't looked at them at all.
And was it that we didn't know any of this when we started promoting diesel cars?
Yeah, I think so. This is relatively new research, because the big changeover, if you like, from petrol to diesel in Ireland occurred in 2008 when they brought the new CO2 motor tax policies and the VRT in, and that caused a huge change, because up until 2008, about 75% of our car fleet was based on petrol engines. Today, we're at it's the opposite. It's now 75% are diesel. So in the space of whatever it is, 8 years, there's been a massive change. Most of the research that's come out is literally in the last year or two, and it's pretty damning, mainly led by the US EPA, which has funded a lot of research into this. There's a difference in America. In America, the regulations in terms of pollution, as we'll just call it generally, are more focused, if you like, on human health than they are in Europe. Because in Europe and Ireland, we've been really focused on trying to get our greenhouse gases down. And diesel helps because it doesn't produce as much CO2 as petrol engines. So the whole focus really was here in this country in Europe was on meeting our CO2 standards, our emission targets.
And in doing that, we've kind of missed this glaring problem for human health.
That's right. And we have made inroads, big inroads in CO2. We still need to do more. But what we've forgotten about, or what we didn't know until now, was that there is a problem with diesel in terms of human health. Now, they've known that the actual filters in the diesel cars are crucial. And they've tried to make these more efficient. And in fairness, they have become more efficient and better at getting rid of the dangerous soot. But they're still releasing soot. And then the other issue is, in Ireland, people are taking these filters out.
Yeah,
and they're not replacing them.
Why did people do that?
What happens, I think, is that the car, a diesel car, as it ages, the particulate filters that remove the soot start to work inefficiently, if you like.
They clog up,
and this affects the performance of the car. The car's not running too well, so you go into a garage, and the garage man will say, listen, you need to have the filter out, and then they say, fine, and I'll have to put another filter back in. That's going to cost you up to a couple of thousand euro, but there is another option. We can just not put the filter in, because there's nobody really checking checking that in Ireland. So in a lot of cases, I think, you know, you hear and they're advertising online this service that people are just getting the filters removed, which is an absolute disaster.
And as you say, there's no regulations. You're not breaking any rules by doing that.
Well, the garages are openly doing it. So they obviously feel legally they're able to do that. I'm not 100% sure whether the driver of the car is liable. They might be liable, but certainly the garages feel like they can do it and it's happening.
Gosh, that's quite worrying, isn't it?
Yeah.
Now, I mean, going back to the toxins, you're talking about the particulate matter and also about nitrous oxide, nitrous dioxide. I mean, surely we've always known that they were bad for human health.
No, because, I mean, again, the nitrous oxide and dioxides, again, have a lot of the research is fairly recent. I mean, in Ireland, I searched around for research programs that were going on in this area, and there was pretty much nothing that I could find up until January of this year when there's a group in Trinity that have actually started to look into this. And finally, it seems the EPA decided, the Irish EPA, that is, Environmental Protection Agency, we need to do something about this. We need to look at this as a serious problem in Ireland. And there's a multidisciplinary group of chemists and people that are experts in air pollution and people, transport experts. And what they're going to do is they're going to use the EPA monitoring system. They've got a number of monitoring sites around the country and they're going to measure particulate matter at a certain size, 2.5, and they're going to measure NO2. Because what they found, they had access to some data between 2010 and 2015 that was there that some other researchers had looked at. And they had seen that there was an alarming, really, a very significant rise in particulate matter and NO2 between 2010 and 2015, coinciding, of course, with this massive increase in the use of diesel cars. So they thought, okay, based on that big increase that we're seeing there in Ireland and also this international data, we better do something about it. So it's going to be a 2-year program. They're going to look particularly at roadsides because people living near roads are really affected by this, are likely to be very affected by this because, you know, they're right beside where the emissions are happening.
So that's the first step, is to go out there and quantify the impact that these diesel cars are having in terms of measuring the nitrous oxide, nitrous dioxide and particulate matter. Is anybody measuring the impact that that is having on human health? Are there any measurements of that underway?
Now, the Americans are ahead of us here again, but they've actually looked at this in detail. And they're a group of concerned scientists that in the States, they've got a website and they put out public health warnings on different things. And one of them has been on diesel engines and public health. And they reckon that there are tens of thousands of people dying prematurely in the United States as a result of particulate pollution. And that's worrying because there are stronger controls in terms of regulations on diesel in America. So, you know, if that's happening in the US and the regulations are less here in Europe, then you would imagine it's quite a significant problem. Then if you look at specifics, there are specific numbers that you can refer to from the European Environment Agency. And according to that, they estimate that about 1,200 people per year in Ireland are dying from diseases related to particulate matter.
1,200?
That's according to the, yeah, because they can...
And they are preventable if we were to remove...
They are preventable, yeah. The question is, if we're not using diesel, if we're not using petrol, what do we do? Most transport experts will say it's impossible for us to actually fully move towards electric or hydrogen or anything like that because we've got this big infrastructure that we've invested in over decades. And also, diesel and petrol are very efficient in terms of liberating the energy we need for these high-performance cars. So we've got a problem here.
What would you say to anyone driving a diesel car or thinking about buying a diesel car at this point? I mean, should you reconsider, go back to petrol and stick with the CO2 rather than these particulate emissions?
Yeah, I think I've thought about this myself. I mean, if I was making a decision to buy a car and I needed one, I don't. But I think first of all, you need to make sure that it's a new, if you've got an old diesel car, you need to think about getting rid of that because the emissions control technology on cars, diesel cars, certainly going back 5 or 10 years, and there's a lot of them around, are very poor. So you need to get a newer diesel car if you're using diesel. Also, don't go for the high performance diesel fuel injected diesel types because, you know, really that takes the good away in terms of public health from going towards diesel. So, you know, a less high performance diesel car, a smaller car, and try, you know, the old reliables, try to walk and use the bus as much as possible, things that people probably don't want to hear, but that's really what we need to be doing to reduce our general levels of pollutants.
Would you opt for petrol above diesel now?
I would be more inclined. I have children. So, I mean, the evidence is pretty damning in terms of some busy roads in the UK that have gone past schools. So the kids are in the schools and unwittingly they're being exposed on these very busy roads. So if we're not prepared to actually relocate schools that are on busy roads, and there are lots of them in Dublin and around the country, then those kids are in the firing line. So really, public health, to me, might come before some kind of long-term thing on CO2 reductions.
It's quite reminiscent, isn't it, of lead in petrol?
Yes.
The research there where we had lead in petrol for years.
Exactly.
And didn't realise what it was doing to brain development.
That's right. And not only are we neutral on this, but the Irish government since 2008 is actively promoting diesel. So they're actively promoting something that is definitely has been proved now to be a danger to public health. And it's only a case of what kind of danger. It's a very significant danger.
Okay, well, Sean Jukes, thank you very much indeed for that.
Today with Sean O'Rourke on RTE Radio 1.